So, Jay just left, and I was bad last night. Before he went out, he told me not to come until he got home. And, I came before he got home. Ty and Panty and Haggis broke me. I wound up coming twice before he got home. And I could have lied about it. I could have, but there was no way I was pulling that lie off because my pussy was dripping wet. So, there was no lying about it. So, I was punished. I currently have a bruise on my ass. It's bright blue and purple in spots from where I was spanked. And I love it. I was punished and I wasn't allowed to come at all when Jay got home. He came 3 times though, just to punish me. And we were up, I guess, I should say pretty early because he got home around 4-ish, maybe? anyway, we woke up about an hour ago, and it's his best friend's birthday today, so he was, we were supposed to go out for breakfast with him, but since we slept through breakfast, we changed it to lunch, and Jay decided that I needed to be punished more. So he went to meet up with his best friend by himself, and it's just gonna be the bros again today, like it was last night. And he left me tied up. So he literally just left a few minutes ago, but before he left, he tied me up pretty good. He's never been into the bondage thing, but he knows I've been getting into it again. So, what he did was, he bound my right ankle to my right thigh, so my knee is bent. And then from there, he pulled my wrist down, so I'm kind of bent slightly to that side. And he bound my right wrist to my right ankle. So my right leg is bent and my right arm is straight. And then he used the silk, like, because we have silk ties under my bed that run underneath my bed for whenever he wants to tie me down. We've done that a few times. So he used both the silk ties on the bottom of my bed to tie my left leg out straight. And I don't really have a lot of room to pull. But my left leg is basically immobile right now. Like, I can move, like, my right side because it's all bound together, but there's not much movement there. And my left leg is more or less, like, I could, like, kind of roll my leg from side to side, but, like, I can't pull it up and bend my knee or anything. And then from there, he's got my right, not sorry, my right, my left. I'm horrible with left and right, I'm sorry. I didn't learn left from right until I was, like, 10 years old. And the only reason why I know left from right is because I sucked my right thumb. He's got my left forearm bound to my left bicep. And from there, he's pulled my arm up and over my head a little bit, and he's used both the silk ties to, at the head of my bed, to bind my left arm in place. I can't really move my left arm because it's tied forearm to bicep, and then the wrist is basically held in place by these silk ties. So my left side is more or less immobile, and I've got some wiggle room on my right side, and it's a freaking mind fuck. I'm not gonna lie, this is fucking with my head because, like, I've got some movement on one side of my, like, I've got some movement on both sides of my body, but there isn't much on the left, and, There's not, I can move around on my right, but it's just, it's really, like, this isn't a comfortable position for me. Like, this isn't normally how I would lay or how I would be to be comfortable. So this is, I'm being punished. I know that, so I shouldn't be comfortable, but this is just, it's messing with my head because, like, I have to keep shifting. And I can't really get a lot of leverage because what Jay also did was he chopsticked my nipples. So he took the chopsticks that I have and the hair ties that I have, and he attached them to my nipples. And he spent a minute trying to figure out how to, sorry, I need to clear my throat. He spent a minute trying to figure out a way to keep my nipples, like, perpetually twisted, but he couldn't because he was running late. So, my nipples are just being pinched by chopsticks right now. And then he, took my toy and he used some of my rope to tie around the base and attach it up around me so that it couldn't fall out while he was gone. And, he put one of my favorite toys inside of me. So, the unfortunate thing is, I can't really, I have a hard time. It's not impossible. I shouldn't say can't. It's not impossible. But, oh gosh. But, I just, it's really hard for me to orgasm from just vaginal stimulation, just from being fucked or by a cock or a toy or fingers. It's really hard for me to orgasm that way. It's rare that it happens. I think maybe it's happened 3 or 4 times since I've started having sex. It's really, like, even, like, hitting my G-spot will make me twitch, but it won't make me orgasm. My orgasms have to happen anally or clitorally, and this toy, the way Jay pushed it in, he didn't push it in, like, how I normally would have done it, so it was, like, pushed flush all the way in, and, like, the part of the toy that I have, because there's a toy that goes, part of the toy that goes in, and then there's one that stimulates the clit, but he kind of twisted the toy to the side, so, like, this part that stimulates the clit isn't directly on my clit, and, with my legs being bound the way they are, they're kind of held apart because of just how he's tied me up. My legs are held apart. So I'm a little bit spread. So I can't, I've been trying to wiggle and, kind of push this toy into the position I need to come. While I've been making this recording because he left my phone on. he told me to make a recording while he was gone. So, he's actually going to be gone for a couple hours. So I'm going to have to edit this down. I don't know how short or long this is going to be, but, I'm kind of wiggling right now, trying to get this, like, I can move my hips, but, like, I can't push my legs together, without contorting too much, because to, like, push my legs together, I have to, like, move, my whole, like, jerk my whole body to the right side, but just the way I'm bound makes it really hard, because my left side is almost mobile. So, it just feels really good. Because the toy is on high and it's inside of me vibrating, and I'm kind of getting, like, a little bit of clitoral stimulation. not much, though. Not what I need. And after, I really need to come, and I, like, I can move my hips and get some friction of the toy inside of me, and that feels good. But, and I can feel an orgasm building. It feels good. And, like, just rolling my hips up and down as much as I can. Which isn't a lot, but it's enough to get feeling the toy inside of me. And it's pushed right up against my G-spot. It feels really good. And it's making me twitch a little. But I'm moving my hips to get this toy, brushing and rubbing on my clit. And it feels really good. And as I'm moving my body, it's forcing my tits to move a little bit, which means the chopsticks are pulling a little bit. It feels so good. I just need a little bit more movement. I can move just how I need to come. And it's, but the way the silk ties are set up, they're both ends are tied to my foot. So as I'm basically, I can't move the silk ties. I'd have to pull really hard, and that I can't, I've been trying to pull, but it's not working. I can't get the silk ties to move. From under my bed. Oh gosh. All I want to do is squeeze my tits. And oh gosh. And Jay says that if I'm good and an orgasm before he gets home, he'll make me orgasm as many times as I can handle when he gets home. But I wish, the sad part is I could fake it. I could fake an orgasm on this recording because I know he's gonna listen when he gets home. I could fake one, but I'm not a fan. I don't lie when it comes to this sort of thing, because it's just bad karma, and it'll come back to bite me, and I found the spot. Wiggling my hips kind of back and forth has got the clitoral stimulator part almost on the right spot. So rolling my hips in a circle right now. I can move, but I can't move enough. Oh gosh. Oh, I can feel it building. I'm getting closer. Chopsticks pulling down, moving enough that my tits are bouncing a little bit and they're pulling. Oh, yes. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Oh, you're so close. So close. So close. Oh.
Damn motherfucking crap shit ball flying shit snacks. I can't. It's not happening. I'm so close. And I can't move. I can't. I'm so close. But I can't move to get over the edge. I can't move enough. Fuck. Just fuck. I can't. There's not enough room to move my hips. No, I can't move my body enough to get over the edge. I can feel that now. Fuck, I'm so close. I'm sitting right on the edge right now. And it's, oh gosh, I feel so good. I'm so close. Like, if I could just get the toy wiggled into place better, and if I could just move my hips a little bit more, move my body a little bit more, or just get this toy pressed down into the bed so I could push it up into me harder and push it onto my clit harder, I could come. And this is gonna sound weird, but my hips, they're not at the right angle. I don't know why, but like, putting my hips into a specific angle and position, just, I know being able to get my hips in just the right position and spot, I can come. But I can't do that because I'm spread and my one hip is basically like, I can't move my left side like I said before. And it's, I can get a little bit of leverage, like pushing into the bed with my left leg, and a lot of leverage pushing into the bed with my right leg, but I just can't get into that right angle. This is mean. And, I'm getting so close again. Oh gosh. Oh gosh. I just need to, like, I'm so close. I'm right there. I just, I need to push a little bit harder. Pushing my hips up into the air. Feeling the clit part just bump against my clit over and over again. I'm so close. Please. I don't think I'm gonna get to come today.